This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's part one of Travel Tuesday on the Noon Business Hour. Retiring on a cruise ship isn't just a dream. It can sometimes be even cheaper than many other senior living options, with meals, care, and travel all included. Joining us to discuss is Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And we have tackled this particular topic before on the Noon Business Hour, and of course, you see it in travel publications every now and then, but I managed to see this in the wild, Cindy, not too long ago. It was on Facebook, and it was a connection on that particular platform talking about their neighbors who really are doing the retirement at sea, and it can be fairly competitive just rolling over a fare week after week compared to going to an assisted living facility.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I cruise a fair amount, and I can't remember the last time I was on a cruise ship where I did not run into someone who was basically living on the cruise ship. It's become very popular, and it's not just retirees either anymore. You know, digital nomads, now that they've improved Wi-Fi on ships, even in the middle of the ocean, you can get decent connectivity these days. And there are, non-retirees who are making this their homes as well. It's really about doing the math, right? You have to sit down and you have to say, okay, how much would it cost me if I had a mortgage payment and a car payment and insurance and taxes and food and entertainment and all the things that you get on a cruise ship? You sit down and you literally make a spreadsheet and you say, okay, it costs me this much for an all-inclusive cruise for a week, and it would cost me this much if I had to feed and clothe and entertain and house myself at home for a week, and, you know, which one wins?
And essentially, it's been a while since I looked at cruise fares, but you could do it for roughly $1,000 a week for one stateroom with just two people, if you play your cards right as far as specials are concerned. And you weigh $52,000 a year in housing costs versus what you would be paying on land. It would make a lot of sense. But if you are planning on doing this, do you stick with the same ship, or do you hop from line to line?
You know, it depends. Honestly, sticking with the same cruise line or cruise company helps you because, you know, just like there are frequent flyer programs, there are frequent cruiser programs, and you get all kinds of perks and price discounts and early bird specials and things like that that you could take advantage of, and, you know, earning points, and, you know, you can parlay that into a cruise, you know, to a massage once in a while, or, you know, a free week on a cruise ship. So it's worth looking at all of that kind of stuff too. You know, the first person I ever met who was living on a cruise ship was this 95-year-old man. And, you know, his wife had died and they had been planning this cruise forever. And he decided to just go, and he liked it so much, he just kept re-upping. And he, because he hadn't booked it ahead, you know, sometimes his cruise cabin was booked. So the crews knew him and loved him so much that they would just go in and pack up his room and move him to the new room while he sat by the pool, and they would set everything up for him because they were taking such good care of him on the cruise ship.
And living on a cruise ship couple is a distant relative of lives in a hotel guy. And there are some legendary lives in a hotel guys. I mean, Harry Carey lived in a hotel during his time in Chicago. The lounge at the Sheraton Universal in Hollywood is named after Telly Savalas, who lived in that hotel. So people do that. And if you want to do it yourself, should you? How do you dip your toe in the water? No pun intended.
Well, you certainly, as I always say, whatever kind of big travel you're planning, start with small travel. You know, I wouldn't recommend this to someone who's never been on a cruise ship. You don't want to get out, you know, sell everything you own and then book it for a year and find out you get seasick. That would be a real drag. So, you know, book a couple of cruises, a couple of one-week cruises planned for this. Test the waters, so to speak. You know, try different cruise lines. Do you like Regent better than you like, Carnival? Is it more your vibe? Because they're very different vibes on cruise ships. And, you know, you got to like kids if you're going to do a big cruise ship. Maybe you want a small cruise ship. There's all kinds of different cruising experiences. So you make sure you find one that fits your personality, and then you start doing the math and you figure out what it is. Now, it's not cost effective if you're going to keep the house and the car and the insurance and all that kind of stuff. So when you get off the boat, you're 2 weeks out of the year, you know, to come back and visit the kids, you have your house. Unless, you know, you can actually afford like having a second house. But if you're really going to, if you're going to make that your life, you have to figure you're going to sell everything. You know, you're not, you can't really be a thing person. You can't have, you know, grandma's china with you on a cruise ship. So you've got to decide what are those trade-offs and whether they're worth it for you.
Yeah, and the
for
real
me, absolutely.
I was going to say, the real question is, especially if you decide to camp out on a ship going to and from the Caribbean, is how often can you hear Cheeseburger in Paradise? And can you listen to that every day for a year?
Well, you know what? If you don't like it, turn off your hearing aids.
Very good. Good advice. Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, tapping into the growing number of paid sabbatical programs that go beyond academia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.